USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. President Biden says so far so good when it comes to the House vote on the debt ceiling and spending rollbacks.
We're going to deal with the debt ceiling. I think things are going as planned, God willing.
Biden says he hopes the House will approve the measure that he and Speaker Kevin McCarthy agreed to. So does McCarthy.
Today, the American people are going to win. We're going to pass the largest cut in American history.
But it's not good enough for some on both wings of the political spectrum, like Florida Republican Byron Donalds.
We're not making any structural changes to the way Washington spends its money. And for those reasons, I'm a no.
Also planning to vote no, California Democrat Ro Khanna, even as he admits it's the best they could do.
The Republicans took this president hostage. This president did the absolute best he could under the circumstance. The deal could have been much worse.
The final House vote's expected tonight. Two more men are just about ready to enter the campaign for the Republican presidential nomination. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and former Vice President Mike Pence. Both are planning town hall events next week. The Oklahoma Supreme Court has rolled back two of the state's new laws restricting abortion as unconstitutional. Today's ruling strikes down the bill that prohibits doctors from performing abortions at any point in a pregnancy, and the one that allows doctors to be sued for performing abortions after a heartbeat's detected. The court said a woman has an inherent right to terminate a pregnancy if her life is in danger. The number of job openings around the USA was up in April. More than 10 million help wanted ads. That's far more than experts had predicted. The Federal Trade Commission is suing Amazon and its Ring doorbell unit. The suit says Ring is giving its employees unrestricted access to customers' videos, reflecting a dangerously overbroad attitude towards privacy and security. This is USA News.
What's up? It's a Target trend alert. New swim has just arrived and it's sunny weather approved. If you're into bikinis or one-pieces, high waists or cutouts, they're the perfect combo of trendy, flattering, and affordable. Mm-hmm, that's right. And there are so many cool styles with gorgeous details. These suits have macrame, crochet, wood beads, pretty shells, and more. Totally a luxe for less vibe. Yes, so dive in and shop this Target trend without the spend.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The family of a woman who died inside a freezer at an Arby's in New Iberia, Louisiana, is suing. The family says the door latch to that freezer was broken, trapping the woman inside. She was found by her son, who also worked at the restaurant. The family is seeking at least $1 million from the franchise owner, not Arby's itself. Remember Tara Reid? She's the former congressional staffer who accused President Biden of sexual assault. Now she says she has defected to Russia.
Reid turned up in Moscow Tuesday for a press conference alongside convicted spy Maria Butina. She said she felt safe and respected in Russia after she said she received death threats for her willingness to testify under oath in Congress. Reid made the news in 2020 when she said that then-Senator Biden assaulted her in 1993, something that Biden has denied. Reid said that this illusion of Russia as an enemy is propagated by a few Washington elites who are determined to cause problems. I'm Mark Mayfield.
New Zealand's national airline is asking its passengers to step on a scale before boarding its planes. No, it's not a new version of fat shaming. It's the latest effort to recalibrate the average weight of everyone on board. Pilots need to know the aggregate weight of everything from the food to the luggage to the fuel to calculate a plane's weight and balance. Air New Zealand will weigh 10,000 passengers to come up with a new average number. And no, there's no big sign at the gate flashing each person's weight. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
She's moving to Georgia.
Jada's Podiatry Clinic's top nurse quit, leaving her business toes up.
We've got 6 procedures and 3 major surgeries in the next 2 days.
She needs a new RN who can think on their feet.
There's no way I can do all these procedures on my own.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.